Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We last spoke to Omar before the draft, and now here he is for day one of the training camp. Omar, how you doing?
Good. Good to be here. I love your guys' name of the show, by the way, The Bull and the Fox. I have two little kids. It sounds like a great story.
Yeah.
Coming to Pixar Studios near you. Bull and the Fox.
We just had Ferdinand the Bull. We got an Anna Fox.
There you go. Right? Yeah. Perfect.
It would be a good movie.
The Fox in that, what was that movie?
Zoolander.
Zoolander?
No, not Zoolander.
Oh, no, Zootopia.
Zootopia
yeah, was Zootopia. A great one. Yeah.
That's a great movie. But
it is a great movie.
The movies they make now are awesome.
Yeah. Coco was amazing.
Coco was fantastic.
Won the best picture for animated film. Yeah.
Zootopia, we mentioned. Yeah. Secret Life of Pets.
I just saw Incredibles 2. I like that.
Incredibles 2 was great.
Yeah.
I like the first one better. What do you say?
I do like the first one better.
Good.
Yeah, but they're both good. I mean, they're both worth seeing in the theater.
For sure.
Absolutely. Hopefully.
Let's transition to football.
Yeah,
it's hard. I can talk about movies all day. But, you know, we were just talking, Omar, during the break, and you said to us that you thought Baker Mayfield looked good, which is good to hear because we haven't heard that about it. It's the first day of training camp. It doesn't mean that much. We all understand that. But it's good to get off to a good start because in recent years, every guy the Browns have drafted, we've been like, yeah, he doesn't look great.
Well, he looked great. I mean, not just good. I mean, he really did look great. I think what's impressive about him and Tyrod Taylor, you know, frankly, is that they throw the ball with such ease. But what I saw from Mayfield out here, you know, one play, he showed the touch that he has on the deep ball, dropping it right in where he needed it. He also had that downfield throw to Hollywood Higgins in the middle. You know, so he's able to put it with touch deep. He's able to force it deep, you know, the way Brett Favre used to be able to fire down the middle of the field, who John Dorsey compared him to early. And then the next play, a five-yard little out where you're able to just, you know, dump the ball off and put it where the receiver catches it in stride. So basically all his physical talents on display. Looks like he had maybe a couple plays where they got mixed up, but, you know, that's all part of learning the offense and learning the rhythm of his teammates and everything like that. But, yes, so far so good from Baker Mayfield.
You think there'll be a legitimate competition, even though no one's talking about it, they're trying to downplay all of that?
I think you can't, in the NFL, not have competition. I think, you know, unless you're Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, you know, those guys, of course, it's not competition. But everywhere else, you know, unless you have a full-fledged bona fide superstar, there's always competition, whether a team admits or not.
Right.
So everything that Baker Mayfield does out here has meaning. Everything that Tyrod Taylor does out here has meaning. But I will say how the Browns have handled it, I think, is as well as you can expect at this point. Say it's Tyrod Taylor's team. Don't have any element of controversy as you start training camp, given all the turmoil the last few years here, and just try to get off on a solid footing, which so far I think they have.
And Tyrod, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, but Tyrod's the perfect guy for that because that's basically what he's done his whole career. Even becoming a starter in Buffalo, they were always looking to replace him. And he knows coming in here that they just drafted Baker Mayfield first overall. He's going to be the starter at some point.
Well, they cut him loose after taking him to the
first
playoff appearance in 17-some-odd years.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, he was trying to get on the field in Baltimore as the backup there for Joe Flacco a number of years and getting into Buffalo and having some semblance of team success. Obviously, never really, you know, put it together from, you know, a numbers or production standpoint other than not turning the football over. But he's basically being charged here with what he did in Buffalo. Take kind of a young, hopefully emerging team to the playoff and a drought here, kind of set the stage for what would be the future of the team in Baker Mayfield. But Tyrod Taylor, you know, he's so polished. He's the franchise quarterback.
Right.
You know, we can debate how good he is, you know, physically on the field and everything, but how he is off the field, his leadership, how he conducts himself with the media, how he carries himself, the organization that he does with his teammates, you know, for the off-the-field activities, has been nothing but A+, but obviously got to go out and do it on the field now.
What are the storylines that your producers are telling you to cover? Like, what do they want to hear? What's NFL Network want to hear about with the Browns?
Quarterback.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's a quarterback-driven league.
Yep.
It's what sells. You know, it's why we're here. It's why Hard Knocks is here, you know, for the HBO reality series.
NFL Network's carrying every Browns game live this year, I saw.
For a preseason?
Yeah.
They,
pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I think
national TV live.
Yeah, that is interesting
because you know the rookie quarterbacks are dominating the conversation. Right. You know, the five of them, they're trying to put them on the air because you know for the most part the preseason games have lacked you know some luster.
Yeah.
The emotion, the enthusiasm for those games, you know, certainly isn't as what for the regular season. But what we're hoping to see is those rookies who we haven't seen before. It's all the hype. It's all the talk that we've essentially had on them since the Super Bowl ended, and you started getting ready for the combine. You finally get your chance to see them in game action in their full uniforms. I mean, heck, I can't even wait till they put pads on.
I know.
I mean, we've been seeing this non-padded practice essentially since April. You know, I think we all can't wait. Now, it's good to have football back.
For sure.
It'll be nice to see kind of real football and the pads cranking once again.
Obviously, the other big storyline, Omar, is Josh Gordon. And yesterday in the press conference, when John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson were asked specifically, is Josh Gordon definitely not suspended? They refused to answer that question. Now, some people have suggested maybe there's medical reasons. But, you know, as far as we know, we were told that's not the case. Like, maybe if he were suspended, they couldn't say. But they could have said he's not suspended, which leads me to believe that either he could be or they're not sure. Either way, that's not a great.
I thought it was that was my big takeaway, that they didn't answer that question if they've received assurance from the NFL that he's not going to be suspended anymore. And we can take that a number of different ways, but I think big picture, we know the Browns know how to handle this Josh Gordon situation. Now, you know, at the top levels of management, are they tired of trying to handle that? You know, how long is that leash? How long is the rope there? But I think, you know, the players who have been here a number of years know what to expect in Josh Gordon, and that the more things have changed, the more they've stayed the same. So, and the guys who are new to the organization probably don't have, you know, their patience tested yet. And I think everyone looks at the talent that he potentially has and the reason why, you know, he's still a part of this organization. But you know, I think they're saying all the right things as far as, you know, his health first and foremost. And you know, the other takeaway is that Dorsey said that he does expect him to be a part of the Browns at some point this season. So, you know, you can go a couple different ways with it. Whatever they get from him, I think, is a bonus. They're going to have to try to go into this season without him, I think, if you're planning.
What do you make of the Dez Bryant rumors and the Browns have interested in him and all that stuff? Do you think Dez still has anything left in the tank?
Yeah, I think Dez can still be good. I mean, he'd have to kind of him and, you know, the reason why it didn't work out in Dallas is, you know, he didn't want to let go of that $16 million paycheck. And, you know, I don't blame him, but I don't think he's getting anything close to that.
Nope.
So, you know, can his ego handle, you know, taking a complimentary role where it's flat out that going into
maybe a one-year deal,
a one-year deal. Yeah, well, I think that's what he wants because you know he was offered that. I think we heard 3 years, $21 million from the Ravens, but I think he wants to bet on himself 1 year, show he can still play, and get maybe a more lucrative contract after that. So I do think he can still play, but it's got to be the right situation. He can't carry the team anymore as a number one wide receiver. Right. But I think he. But if he were to come here, you know, I'd from a TV standpoint, selfishly, I'd love to see him on Hard Knocks and see how he'd mix in on this team.
Absolutely.
Another guy that's been connected, apparently the Browns are bringing in Pac-Man Jones. I hate this, Omar. I hate it. He's a bad guy off the field. He is easily baited into personal foul penalties on the field. He's 35. He's his play, which was, you know, pretty good at one point, has declined. Still a decent returner, but he's not much of a corner. I don't think with a young, up-and-coming team that's finding their leaders in Tyrod and Jarvis, I don't think he makes a lot of sense. What do you think?
Well, I will say this. His public persona and him getting into trouble, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's no denying that. But talking to him in the locker room and guys around him, he's been good for young players. You know, he takes guys under their wing, and maybe that's what they're looking for. Obviously, Hugh Jackson knows him from those days in Cincinnati. You know, we can make an argument on whether he improves the roster straight up from a football standpoint. But if they do their due diligence, they do their homework on him, obviously they're bringing him in for a workout tomorrow. You know, it remains to be seen. They need to win. They need to win as quickly as possible. I think if Adam Jones knows his situation, stays out of trouble here, it might not be the worst thing in the world than maybe on the surface level it seems to be, given his outside troubles.
I'm okay with that. I think Hugh would know him as well as anybody, and if anything, like, bring a little fire to training camp.
They can cut him at any time.
He's 35 years old. I mean, he's going to sign a one-year minimum contract deal. I mean,
and he does have the experience in several different systems. and we have a young team like that, you know, to maybe expose them to a player who you know, can take a, you know, players just from a football standpoint under their wings. May not hurt, at least, you know, just for training camp. And, you know, the, you know, you look at the Browns on a whole after 0-16 last year, there's only one way to go.
That's right.
You know, but up.
We thought that was the case at 1-15, but now it's literally the case. Yeah,
literally. So, I mean, you could you can afford to take a chance on an Adam Jones, I
fair
think,
enough. Fair enough.
Going
point.
Into 2018.
It's a good point. You know, you and I were talking off the air about how other – circling back to the quarterback again – how other teams are handling their quarterback situations, right? The Jets are talking up Sam Darnold like he's got a good chance to be the starter. The Cardinals are kind of saying the same thing with Josh Rosen. Even the Ravens, and Lamar Jackson seemed like the least likely to start right away, and they're saying Flacco's the guy, but they're saying he's going to play. Not as much on Josh Allen, but the other teams are, and the Browns are not. So they're handling, I actually, you know, like the way they're handling it, even though I don't believe them that there's no competition.
Yeah, I'm the same as you. Yeah. I think they're handling it the right way, given the hype and the Heisman and the attention that Baker Mayfield has just had his entire life that's been in the public view since he's been the quarterback at Oklahoma. The guy just demands attention, commands attention everywhere he's been. So to open it up and say it's a full-fledged quarterback competition, you know, we're here. You saw the media gathering around him today.
Yeah.
You know, if there was a full-fledged quarterback competition and he was dealing with that all the time and teammates see it, you know, who knows? Maybe it's a distraction down the road. So to eliminate that, I think, is the only way to handle it. But certainly it is different. You know, I've been around the Cardinals a bunch, and they've declared Sam Bradford is their starter, and they've been saying that since they drafted Josh Rosen. But they've also said publicly they want Josh Rosen to compete for the job, and sort of dangling that carrot. It hasn't been that situation here. So two very different circumstances handling the situation, but I think for the Browns at this point in time, the right way to go.
You're going to see two different teams in the next couple of days, right? You're heading to New England as well?
Yeah, heading to Buffalo tomorrow.
Buffalo, New England, yeah.
And then Tennessee, and then
England.
Yeah,
are you waking up sometimes not knowing where you are?
Yeah. I think that's hit. That's hit me at this point. Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Especially, you know, this time of year when everywhere is hopeful and enthusiastic and optimistic. Yeah. And you know, everyone jokes about the grind of training camp, but for these first few days, you know, it's nothing but roses, and especially, you know, for the players, they don't have their pads on yet. They're not hitting. So, yeah, it's fun. I love it. It's fun. Can't, you know, but then, you know, give me a couple of days, and I'll say, can't wait till week one.
Yeah, right. Omar, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.